Significant progress has been made at the Aberton site, which has been transformed into an economic and cultural asset for both the city and the wider North West. Executive investment of over £40 million has helped leverage a further £40 million in private sector investment. As a result, Aberton now supports more than 360 jobs, and buildings are now either leased or under agreement for lease. This demonstrates the strong demand at the site and also the success of developments such as Aberton Plaza, which provides high-quality office accommodation for employers, including Alchemy Technology Services, Ernst & Young and Danske Bank. And building on that progress, the Executive Office is contributing £3.3 million towards the Derry on the North Atlantic Museum, which is due to open in 2027. And again, that's going to further enhance Aberton's role as a heritage and tourism destination. Aberton is also continuing to develop as a vibrant event space, and following a successful programme of around 40 events over last year, work's now underway to deliver a further programme of music, sporting and community events over 26 and 27. Strong demand is evident, with major performances such as the upcoming Kingfisher concert already sold out, and visitor numbers remaining high. In alignment with the Executive's priority of building a strong, regionally balanced economy, our efforts are focused on strengthening the social, economic and tourism potential of the Aberton site.
Mr. Delargate.
Thank the First Minister for her answer. Unfortunately, I haven't got a ticket to that event, but I know that she's attended many events in Aberton with me, and it's great to see the progress over the last number of years in Aberton. As you've mentioned in your answer, £40 million levering, another £40 million, 360 jobs, a really good news story. How do you see the future of Aberton, and how does that connect into developing a competitive and connected North West region?
I think that the progress stands on its own right, doesn't it, in terms of what has been achieved, and then you just have to look about how much more you can do to build upon that. I think it's a really good news success story. It really ticks the box in terms of regional balance and ensuring the North West gets its fair share of investment. And I want to commend all those involved, because I think it's been a real effort, both in public and private sector, in terms of the investment that has been achieved. I think the effort is just creating such strong conditions for long-term growth and for prosperity. You have the City Deal, Inclusive Futures Fund. We have all the different projects that are about, whether it comes to supporting the City of Derry Airport. Hopefully we'll get a way through in terms of the AFI with the upcoming court case. The completed S6 improvements, McGee expansion. I mean, the investment in the North West has been substantial over the course of the last number of years, and I really look forward to building upon that in the time ahead.